Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, happy Bear Day. It's been 3 years since Bitcoin bottomed at 3,100 and since then delivered returns of over 2,000%. And as I pointed out yesterday on Twitter, it was exactly 1 year ago on this day, Bitcoin made history smashing that 20K all-time high. And as crypto analyst Philby shares here, I don't think it makes any sense to have no long exposure. Max Payne here is to confuse everyone with up only to 56 to 57,000. And Mikhail Van de Pop shares, welcome to the chop season, the season where all the gains of one day are lost on day two and everything flip-flops within 24 hours. Also, the ideas of people on the markets. And as Kevin Svensson points out here, nice tap on the 61.8 Fibonacci from the low to high of the Fed meeting bounce. If we bounce here, I think it'll lead to a full recovery and break out toward $53,500. And as Root shares here in this chart, volatility is still in the range with previous cycles. All cycles finish with a parabolic run. Also be sharing the latest updates from Rec Capital. Also in today's show, here's why Bitcoin traders expect choppy markets for the remainder of 2021. As Jarvis Labs points out here, the last FOMC for 2021 is over. Tapering continues. Rate hikes to come. Bitcoin sits near 49,000. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell is doubling down on crypto and launches new digital asset fund to stay in the trade for years. As he reveals here on crypto Twitter, people have asked if I've taken any profits and the answer is no. I keep adding to my bet when I have cash. I have switched around within digital assets, and I've also set up an entire crypto fund of hedge funds to stay in the trade for years. Also in today's show is the bottom in for Bitcoin and Ethereum. Top analyst Mikhail Van de Pop updates his crypto forecast, quoting him here. Historically, the best period to buy altcoins is December. Most likely, this will repeat again. And he also shares his peak high bull cycle predictions. This is a throwback from earlier in the year, which he reiterated more recently. Reminder, peak high bull cycle prediction, Bitcoin between $350,000 and $450,000, Ethereum between $10,000 and $17,500. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Bitcoin may be flagging below $50,000, but its bull market is actually 3 years old this month. That's right, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView confirms that the Bitcoin bulls have at least something to celebrate as 2021 draws to a close. 3 years with 2,125% upside. Let's freaking go. Despite disappointing when it comes to the end of the year price expectations, Bitcoin remains an order of magnitude higher than where it was even 18 months ago. As I shared in the intro of the show, exactly 1 year ago, on this day, which was yesterday, Bitcoin made history smashing $20,000 all-time high. As you can see here, dated December 16th, 2020, Bitcoin making history surpassing that critical 20K resistance. March 2020 marked a brief return to near cycle lows and what had otherwise been a solid bull market ever since December 2018. At that time, Bitcoin capitulated to lows of $3,100, a level that was never seen and likely never will be seen again, as the crypto bird points out here. Same day 3 years ago, Bitcoin bottomed out of the bear market of 2018. That's right, it was on December 15th, 2018, when Bitcoin ended an entire year of retracement from all-time highs of near 20,000, and compared to this year's $69,000 peak, Bitcoin investors have thus had exposure to as much as 2,125% gains. So all my long-term Bitcoin hodlers, where you at? Congratulations on the massive gains. And consolidation lasted for several months afterward, with April 2019 being the watershed moment as the market climbed towards the year's high at $13,800. The anniversary of peak bear is timely, coming as analysts weigh the chances of consolidation and a slow grind upward, characterizing the end of this year and the beginning of the next, quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop here. Welcome to the chop season, the season where all the gains of day one are lost on day two, and everything flip-flops within 24 hours. Also, the ideas of people on the markets. He ain't telling no lies. And as Cointelegraph reported, September 15th formed another birthday for Bitcoin in the form of it spending an entire year above $10,000. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 month candle chart. And while a return to 20,000 is not in the cards for the majority of market participants, analysts are not discounting the idea that Bitcoin will dip considerably again in the short term. For popular trader Pentoshi, this could take the form of another leverage cascade to flush excessive speculation from the market. As he shares here on Twitter, 4 hour, 1 day, plus 1 week, still a ton of work to do for any reversal. A lot of diagonal resistance and structural resistance below exponential moving averages on the 1 day, below 21 EMA on the weekly, and obviously been building long positions. Would still love one last flush. Want to play alts heavy with strong market structure? Very few do. The major support levels revolve around $40,000, and a breach of which would put Bitcoin on a course to challenge its dip from after May's minor rout. And conversely, a max pain scenario would in fact be a run higher towards $60,000, according to crypto analyst Philby Philby, who shares here on Twitter. I don't think it makes any sense to have no long exposure. Max pain here is to confuse everyone with up to only 56 to 57,000. Arec Capital shares here, Bitcoin still just consolidating inside this 4 hour market structure. In fact, price has revisited the bottom of the pattern. This is where Bitcoin needs to hold for a revisit of the black diagonal to be possible in the short term. And that black diagonal is sitting just under $52,000. We can see Bitcoin correcting down 3.2% for the day, maintaining just above $47,100. We have Ether correcting down 5% for the day, maintaining just above $3,800. Solana also down about 5%, trading at $175. Binance Coin down 1.7%, trading at $527. Polkadot down 7%, trading at $25. And Cardano down 5%, trading at $1.23. Quick shout out to Algebra.finance, an innovative version 3 decentralized DEX on Polygon and the Binance Smart Chain. It is now officially live, fully audited, and open for public use. And checking out some of their features, they do offer swaps, liquidity positions, and built-in farming. Now here's the Algebra app, which works on Polygon and makes the trading experience better and more suitable for common investors due to the close to zero network fees. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and visit algebra.finance today and let's get this crypto. Also note, this is a paid sponsorship, so please do your own research. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Inflation concerns and a general sense of trepidation about the future of the global economy continue to put a damper on Bitcoin as well as the altcoin prices. And currently, the crypto greed and fear index is solidly in the fear zone where it has been parked since the beginning of December. Checking out the crypto greed and fear index right here, it shows we're currently currently rated a 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday at 29, last week at 24, and last month at 52, which is neutral. Now, despite the brief bump in prices seen across the markets following the recent Federal Open Market Committee meeting, where the Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated that interest rates would remain low for the time being, and the overall sentiment in the crypto market continues to wane, signaling that 2021 could end on a bearish note. That's right, and in a new recent report from Delphi Digital, analysts noted that the Bitcoin price has been seen to closely track changes in sentiment during market downturns, and it could often take some time for the trend to reverse. Now, Delphi Digital went on to say that the current technical setup for Bitcoin leaves much to be desired, especially after the price fell back under the 200-day exponential moving average and is in the process of testing its 200-day simple moving average. Now, a similar setup was seen following the major market pullback in May of 2021, and it was another 2 months before Bitcoin was able to find a local bottom. Now, coinciding with the market pullback in May and the recent weakness and volatile market conditions is an increase in the volume of stablecoins transacted. The volume transacted on December 14th spiked to $57 billion, whereas the daily average had been consistently between $10 billion and $20 billion, and a similar spike in stablecoin volume was observed during the pullback in May, leading Delphi Digital to warn that both Bitcoin and Ether could see their prices oscillate for the remainder of the year. Quoting Delphi Digital here, given this, the most likely path forward is more choppy slash sideways price action heading into the year end, though any major risk-off event or volatility spike that punishes risk assets will likely drag on BTC and the broader crypto market as well. Now, a similar expectation of choppy markets was expressed by the crypto analytics firm Jarvis Labs, which also pointed to some early bottoming signals according to a wide array of data. Jarvis Labs highlighted the evidence that shows retail traders buying the recent dip and other signs that point to whales accumulating in the current range. But the analyst also noted that the short-term HODLer realized price is 53,000 and recommended caution for traders until this level is flipped. And in a summary, Jarvis Labs stated that 42,000 is now the local bottom for Bitcoin, but warned that it needs to recover 53,000 soon. Checking out their tweet here, the last FOMC for 2021 is over. Tapering continues, rate hikes to come. Bitcoin sits near 49,000. So let's dig into the metrics and see what's next. And this is a very detailed Twitter thread, as you can see here. So I'm going to leave you with the takeaways and scroll all the way down to the bottom, and also include this in the show notes below the video in the description so you can reference it and check it out for yourself. And now for the takeaways, ROSI bottom alert at 42,000 is the local bottom for now, and funding rates need to go negative for Bitcoin further. And it continues with takeaways number two, net flow starting to head into positive a bit, and that should be back into negative territory again, as well as Bitcoin sits below the short-term HODLer price at 53,000, and that level needs to be recovered soon. And also chop market for now, and long-term HODLers are still HODLing strong. And takeaways number three, potential route for Bitcoin is 49,000, 42,000, followed by 54,000. Also watch Metaverse and Layer 2 alts for high yield returns with Bitcoin bottoms and bounces for a relief rally. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell doubling down on crypto and launches a new digital asset fund to stay in the trade for years. As well as we discuss, is the bottom in for Bitcoin and Ethereum. Top analyst Mikhail Van de Pop updates his latest crypto forecast. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.2 trillion with $92.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.9%, with the Ether dominance at 20.9%. Now, checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have YFI leading the pack, up 31% for the day, trading just above $27,700, followed by Bora, up 11.5%, trading at $1.11, and Arweave, up 9%, trading at about $48. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Real Vision CEO and macro guru Raoul Powell is revealing his crypto investing strategy amidst bearish sentiment in the markets. Powell tells his 828,000 Twitter followers that he has not booked profits by selling any of his crypto assets and instead is adding to his holdings. The macro guru also says he set up a crypto investment fund known as Exponential Age Asset Management that will have a long-term view. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, people have asked if I've taken any profits, and the answer is no. I keep adding to my bet when I have cash. I've switched around within digital assets, and I've also set up an entire crypto fund of hedge funds to stay in the trade for years. And the Real Vision CEO says that in the event of a significant appreciation of his crypto assets, he would take profits in order to meet personal expenses. And if the reverse were to happen, Powell says he wouldn't sell. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, I will allocate to that fund for my core position as the space gets more complex. complex and hard, but will take some life expenses off the table and a very big move higher. I've got a big house extension to pay for, but not a move lower. I can still pay for it, luckily, from income. Powell also says he is debt-free from all his cash being in cryptocurrencies. He is reliant on a separate income to meet day-to-day expenses. As he shares here, all my cash is in digital assets, everything except for paying the bills. I also have no debts and I have income, so can afford the profits and losses swings without concerns. Choose your own journey. Take the risk you can afford to play the long game and don't try to get rich quick. So there you have it. Sage advice. I don't know about you, but personally, all my cash is in digital assets as well. I keep just enough in the bank to pay my bills, and that's about it because I'm all in on crypto. Also like to point out that Raoul Powell is very extremely bullish on Ethereum. That's his primary holding. He's holding over 80% of his portfolio in Ethereum, and he's predicting a $40,000 Ethereum price in summer of 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And before I break down our final story of the day, is the bottom in for Bitcoin and Ethereum. Top analyst Mikhail Minapop updates his latest crypto forecast, and I share with you his latest peak high bull cycle predictions. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Widely followed crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop is suggesting that the bottom is in for three popular crypto assets while telling prospective altcoin investors that the best time to buy might be now. That's right, in a new tweet to his 532,000 followers, Vandepop says that Ethereum's current retest of the $3,600 to $3,700 range is a sign that an upward continuation is likely for the leading smart contract platform. Quoting him here, I think the correction is done on Ethereum, in which we've seen a beautiful retest. I'm expecting this scenario to play out, and in this Ethereum chart, it shows us surpassing that critical current all-time high sitting at around $4,800, and he says this is the crucial resistance before we'll see those $6,000 to $8,000 numbers. When looking at Bitcoin, Vandepop believes that the current market structure is nearly identical to Bitcoin's pattern during the September correction, quoting him here on crypto Twitter. Historically, the best period to buy altcoins is December. Most likely, this will repeat again. When looking at Bitcoin, Vandepop believes that the current market structure is nearly identical to Bitcoin's pattern during the September correction, quoting him here on Twitter. Pretty much copy-paste of the September bottoming here. Given the low impact of the Fed meeting on prices, I assume we'll see price accelerate too if it cracks crucial resistances, and the current crucial resistances are sitting at $48,000, $50,000, $52,000, and $53,500. Next, Vandepop evaluates enterprise solution blockchain VeChain's price action. The crypto trader thinks that VET has bottomed, but anticipates more accumulation before a breakout can occur. As he shares here on Twitter, I think VET has bottomed. And for anyone considering buying this dip, here's some advice from Vandepop. Historically, the best period to buy altcoins is December. Most likely, this will repeat again. And checking out his peak high bull cycle predictions, he originally shared this on April 3rd of this year, and he reiterated it more recently. He shows Bitcoin between $350,000 to $450,000 for this cycle high peak. And if you run the math from today's current price with $450,000 as the peak high, that means we have about 9x potential to go from here. And for Ethereum, he has it between $10,000 and $17,500, which is about 4.6x returns if we hit this cycle peak. For Polkadot and Chainlink, he has them both between $250 and $350. With Polkadot's current price, we're talking about 14x expectation in this prediction. And with Chainlink, we're talking about 18x from here. And Cardano, he predicts between 10 and 20 bucks. And with Cardano's current price, we're talking about a 16x projection. Then he has Zilliqa between 5 and 7 bucks, Elrond between $500 and $750, and DIA between 50 and 75 bucks. He also points out here that some of these predictions might be conservative. So there you have it. How many of you agree with Vandepop that we can see a $350,000 to $450,000 Bitcoin price this cycle peak likely in 2022, or Ethereum as high as $17,500? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Happy Bear Day. It's been 3 years since Bitcoin bottomed out at $3,100. Also in today's show, we discuss why Bitcoin traders expect choppy markets for the remainder of this year. Also, we discuss macro guru Raoul Powell doubling down on crypto and launching a new digital asset fund to stay in the trade for years. And we also discuss, is the bottom in for Bitcoin and Ethereum? I shared with you the latest updates and crypto forecast from crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, B-Styles wrote, JB, great show as always. Caught the replay on YouTube. This show is on its way to 100,000 subs. I got to say that Xi and Putin thing would be world changing. Blockchain is easily the catalyst of the next industrial revolution. Would not be surprised to see countries follow the path of Naib wants to get orange pilled. Roughly 60% of the world has internet. That's 4.6 billion people. Can you imagine if even half that amount of people had wallets and held coin? This is a chess game and fiat is in check. You got it, fam. 100,000 subs with $100,000 Bitcoin price incoming. HODL. Our next feature comment comes from Tony Rome, who wrote, hey, JV, enjoy your awesome show every day. I love when I could get in on the live. Pissing me off how the comment section is overwhelmed with these scammers. I wish I had an algorithm to find them. And well, I know a guy who knows a guy. Just saying, anyone new, don't send your crypto to these arses. Much love, Tony. Greatly appreciate your support, fam. And agreed, these scammers are completely out of control. If only YouTube created an option to remove all spammers' comments after blocking them, would be a game changer. However, they continue to do nothing. Is what it is. Cheers. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV, enjoyed the show and chat. It looks like Max and Stacy are going to move to El Salvador and keep hinting they are wealthy enough to have homes all over the world, but I think they are going to become El Salvadoran citizens. I'm thinking I must go to El Salvador myself. The tax incentives alone is a big plus. We could have a Crypto News Alerts presence and make it our adopted country. Market-wise, not much occurring. We seem to be on the way up, but until we get past 53,000, then I will say we are consolidating and we're still the low 40s. Great time to buy and HODL. Take care. God bless you and yours. Yes, Bukele is truly making El Salvador hard to resist for any Bitcoiner as it becomes the Bitcoin mecca of the world. More power to Max and Stacy for making the big move. God bless. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.